Today, we are announcing the revised medical classification system. This has been an effort over quite a few years. And let me explain why we have done this and why we have taken the time to do this. First, I think you all know that the nature of warfare has changed. What we used to call combat fit, non-combat fit, what we used to call frontline and the back, I think all those are concepts that have been superseded by technologies and warfighting concepts. So today, actually, there are many forms of what we would call combat fitness. It's not just the usual muscular activities that you can do in the past that matters. Today, there are many other things that technology has enabled many of our people to do more and to do better. So all this allows our people to fulfill their potential and actually allow them to do what they are most suited for. Now, to your question about why we took the time since 2021 when we first announced this concept, and that's because it's a very deliberate decision that we want to do, and it's a deliberate process. Over the last few years, we have taken the time to map through our directory of vocations, the physical requirements for the different vocations, and very importantly, we have done tests and pilot trials with many of the enlistees. This goes into the hundreds. And from the results, we are much more confident that our assessment of what they can do and what they cannot do have become more precise. And very importantly, we didn't do this independently just within the SAF. We have also consulted the specialists and the consultants beyond the SAF. And over the last few years, with the experiences that we have gained, we are now very confident that this system is much more robust. This system is much more able to allow our NS men to make a better contribution. And the other thing that we have observed over the last few years has been that actually our medical classification system has been pretty robust. Every year for all the tens of thousands of people that we classify, less than 1% would have made an appeal to reclassify based on what they perceive their own medical conditions might be. But it's very interesting that times have really changed. Today, out of the less than 1% who have appealed to what we call change their PES status in the past, 75% or 3 out of 4 would actually request for them to be what we call up PES, which means that they want to go for a more demanding vocation. And this speaks well of the fighting spirit of our people. Many of them, as including the two examples that we have seen, they have come back, they have asked to be re-evaluated because they want to go to command school, they want to make a contribution in the area that they desire. And I think all this bodes well for our national service system. So it has taken a bit of time because of the robust process that we want to assure ourselves that the safety of our enlistees and NS men is never compromised. And with the experience of the last few years, having done the pilot with a few hundred people, having gone through the external consultation process, we are very confident that this system, this revised system, will be better able to address the needs of our NS men. And to the question about our manpower requirement, actually I must explain this. We don't do this thing to meet the current or future manpower requirements. We do this in order to allow our NS men to best fulfill their potential. And let me explain why. Actually, for us, we run a conscript system. For us, in the MINDEF and SAF, we know the number of people that will come in to serve 18 years before their time. Right? We don't suddenly expect, oh, why is it that we have so many people next year or the year after? Actually, it doesn't work like that. We already know the number of people expected to come in to serve 18 years in advance. That's why we have a saying in SAF, we cut our coat according to the cloth that we have, 18 years in advance. And with the numbers that we know 18 years in advance, we will design our fighting systems, we will equip our people according to what we will have. So we know what we call the OBAT or the order of battle that the SAF will have in 18 years' time. We know what are their capabilities, and therefore we will design our operational concepts, our fighting units, according to the cloth that we have. So we cut the code according to the cloth that we have. So it is not about meeting the here and now requirements. And I think no serious professional armed forces will say that just because the manpower fluctuates every year, therefore we have to change our fighting concept, because all those take time. So today, in fact, actually, if you ask me, do we know how many people we will have in our conscript service in 2040? Yes, we know already, because the people are already born. and we will know the numbers and we will design our number of units, design their operation fighting concepts. We'll look at the equipping way before they even come in. So that is why it is not about addressing the here and now manpower needs. It is actually about planning forward on how we best deploy our people. And over the years, I think for me, if we recall back, maybe in the 1960s when we first started this, I think many people will still recall that people might be very afraid to serve NS, and maybe some people will be advised to say that you just need to do the minimum required. But actually, that's not the case necessarily now. As I've illustrated, more and more people are prepared to step forward and do their best because they know what they're capable of and they want to make best use of their time in national service. And that is a good sign for us that people want to do their best for their country, for themselves and for their buddies.